Hi, this is a subarctic beekeeper somewhere north of Fairbanks, Alaska. It's almost 8 p.m., the end of September. It's very quiet in my bee yard. The temperatures at night are going down to around 10 degrees Fahrenheit now. The ground is frozen. Any vegetables we didn't harvest are frozen. It came on pretty quick. We've had a lot of inconsistencies with weather. Weather determines everything, like I've said before. So we are constantly having to pivot. If the temperature drops, we've got to focus on this. If the temperature warms up, we've got to focus on that. It doesn't sound like much of a pivot, but it is if the temperatures change abruptly. All the hives are down to a single box right now. They've all got a hive blanket on top of them. I've got insulation panels on top of those. The next thing that's going to happen with my apiary is they're going to be moved into the bee barn. I got turned onto this very cool strap by another beekeeper. It's a 9-foot bright yellow hive strap, I guess is what it's called. It takes the place of a ratchet strap. You can just put it around the hive, hook one end to the other, flip the lever over, it's locked and it's tight, and you can pick up the hive that way. Much easier than ratchet straps. I can't stand ratchet straps. I always mess them up, and I can never really figure out how to get them to work well. This time of year is a bit of a relief, and it's also a bit of sadness. I miss the bees already. But they do take a lot of work, and I need to focus on healing this brain of mine. There are still some problems, but the winter is long, cold, and dark, and everything slows down, so that should be helpful. This weekend, me and the kids will strap up all the hives, take the dolly out to the apiaries, and move those hives into the bee barn, where they will be put on wire shelves. The shelves have a 400-pound capacity, which is good because each box weighs close to 100 pounds. Because of all the stores that the bees have put up for the winter. I only stack them one high, but because of the shelves, I can stack them on top of each other, but still be able to take the lids off, just in case I need to check on them. I like wintering the bees in the bee barn much better than outside, because I can go in the bee barn and see what's going on. Last year, I took a lot of pictures, and I recorded sounds coming from the hives to see if the colony was still alive. Had some temperature issues. Hopefully this year that won't happen. The temperature issues caused the temperature in the hive to rise unexpectedly, and the bees came out of their hives and flew around. It was very chaotic. Hopefully that doesn't happen again this year. Figured out what caused it and fixed it. So should be able to keep the temperature inside the bee barn between 41 and 43 degrees Fahrenheit. Such a specific range. But it works. The bees are still active, but they are slowed way down. That's it for tonight. It is already down to 21 degrees Fahrenheit. So I'm a bit chilly. Hope you have a good evening. Take care of yourself and take care of your bees. This podcast is copyrighted and all rights reserved.